Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian.
Welcome to the Von Wiehunt Show and the Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy, our epic episode 36 tonight, with a star date of April the 9th, 2024 AD. Glad everyone can be here in the Bachelor's Den. Now, this is our fun show of the month. We'll have our regular political hard-hitting show on Thursday night, but once a month, normally, we're the first Tuesday of every month. We air The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. Now, last week, Blog Talk was having some problems, as you may well know, some technical difficulties. So that's why we're broadcasting on the second Tuesday of this month. We will have the show on the first Tuesday in May going forward. Now, guys, if you want to hear this show more often, as many of you do, you've got to tell your friends, your family, coworkers. You got to tell them to tune in, write the show, call the show, be a part of the show. I designed this show for you and mine. Make the Bachelor's Den great, America. Make it great again. Well, welcome to the Space Age Bachelor Pad and our newest Blog Talk radio show. Glad everyone's here. And I could say a lot of things on this show. This show is not for the faint of heart. It's not for delicate ears. We get into some sticky wickets, as they say, over across the pond in London Town, Austin Powers Town. But we will talk about some controversial subjects of adult content. So kids, tell your parents to go to sleep and listen in. You're going to love it. My name is Von Wiehunt. My business is pleasure. I am the American Bachelor Gigolo. I am in the radio studio tonight in the brilliant, beautiful mountains of Arizona. It's a very nice, crisp, and cool night tonight. And like every night, it's up to you, American Bachelor, on how you want your life to be.
You know who I am. I know who you are. I know what you're thinking. You know what I'm thinking. You want to be here. You want to be with me.
His name is Julian Kay.
So what do you expect?
His business is pleasure.
Hello, Judy. You're a very sexy lady. Very good-looking woman. You're gonna like me. I can tell. We have a lot of fun.
He is the American Gigolo.
Hello, girls.
How about you? How do you get pleasure?
Police think you're involved in a murder in Palm Springs a week ago. I'm being framed by somebody. I just don't know.
You've been identified, Julian.
But I am in deep trouble.
I think you're guilty of sin.
Richard Gere, Lauren Hutton, American Gigolo.
Love that. Welcome once again to the Bachelor's Den and the Lava Lounge. How's everyone's Easter? Is it good? How is your body count going, American Bachelors? I always say in my book, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy, which you need to buy and read, honors the Bachelor Empire, and may God save the Bachelor King once and for all. There's a lot of good themes on the show. We'll get into a lot of cool stuff. We'll get into a lot of topics are out there. A lot of people have called the show and asked for this and that. I get your cards, emails, and telegrams. Love it. Love it. Can't get enough of it. Well, the American man is special. It's under assault in America. Especially the white man. God. If you aren't part of the diversity, equity, and inclusion crowd, if you haven't noticed, it only pertains to minorities in America, not to the white American bachelor. And the minority bachelor, he has his own set of problems. But tonight, we want you all to gather around and listen, have a good time, pop open your favorite adult beverage. I know we have a lot of new listeners, and we're in 28 countries and counting. Now, many of you have asked about this show. This show is a fun show. I shoot from the hip. I have it all in my mind, and I'm just talking to you. It's man to man, mano a mano, they say in the streets of America. Got no script, got no program director telling me what to say, what to do, who to kowtow to. I do my own thing here in my studio. Always have, always will. Sponsors may want to be on the show, but if they try to dictate policy to me, not going to have it. Tell them to hit the door. Let it hit your ass on the way out. Don't need you. Don't want you. I only want cool sponsors for the show, sponsors that are hip to what's going on, knowledgeable, and that are willing to put the products out there for all to see. Well, it's time to gather around in our radio fraternity and raise your right hand and pledge your undying devotion and your undying gratitude to the Von Wiehunt Show. As I make these shows for you, Mr. America, and for the women who are listening in, we know you're out there, millions. What we talked about here, women love to trade information. And I have more women that have come forward in the last year who say, I've heard your show. You made me think about a lot of things. And I want to reset some things in my own life. And maybe I can get a better guy, a better man, a better bachelor to date, to bang, whatever. Love it. Just love it. Women want to know what makes the men tick. And men need to know how real men act and interact with their world. So I broadcast to you from Valhalla Studios here in the mountains of Arizona. It's time yet again for our Animal House Fraternity Pledge.
I state your name.
I state your name.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat.
With liberty and fraternity for all.
Amen.
Sergeant at arms. Do your duty.
From now on, your job to talk. My name is Weasel. From now on, your name is Mothball. Kroger, your Delta Tau Chi name is Pinto.
Why Pinto?
Why not?
What's my Delta Tau Chi name?
Dorfman has given this a lot of thought. From now on, your name is Flounder.
Flounder?
We now consecrate the bond of obedience. Assume the position.
Thank you, sir. May I have another? Thank you, sir. May I have another? Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Steve Altman, formally inducted into the radio fraternity, the Von Weekend Show. We thank you and salute you all out there in Radio Land. Well, back in the campaign, just to go for a sidebar here to the political movement, remember when Trump had that infamous quote back in 2016 where he went, grab her by the pussy, right? He did. Grab her by the pussy. Why not? Some women like it. Some women don't. But the ones that don't, you may not want them anyway, if you catch my drift. The MGTOW movement, men going their own way. Big stuff there. We'll get into game theory again tonight. What is your game, young bachelor? Are you the one that they want? Or as the Chinese would say, what is your status, young bachelor? What is your game, young man? Inquiring minds want to know. That's our multicultural moment on the show. For all of you out there who love that stuff. And many of you do. Got a glass of wine here, a cigar, in the studio lounge where I broadcast this show. Well, it's a thing again for this show. Maybe means Bruce or Den will one day be his castle. This is the show that your mother warns you about. This is the show where literally everything is talked about and nothing is off the table. You see, in America, that blondes have more fun, and I tend to agree. I prefer blondes. But in this show, there's also a shout-out to all the hot mets out there and redheads in our radio land. The fruited plain, they call it, from coast to coast. We're so glad that everyone's got their smoking jacket on. Tonight I've got mine on. Have a drink. If you've got your loafers on, relax. Get a smoke. Our tracks are trendy. Get down with the lounge sound in the underground. That's the Bachelor's Den. Many of you have missed all the prior shows. This is episode 36. Don't you want to hear 1 through 35? Of course you do. Many of you have been asked, where do I go on to get this information, this promising intel for my life? Well, Blog Talk Radio hit episodes. I've got them all posted here on this site as long as it's operating effectively. Our fingers are crossed tonight that we have no electronic harassment from the feds, or the NSA, or God forbid some leftist hacker out there disgruntled about everything. I think Blog Talk was hacked since Christmas. They were down for 2 weeks there. Now another week they were down, and now we're back up and running. Well, I'm already planning some backup sites, some platforms, just so you know, in case Blog Talk gets taken off there. Because don't forget, the powers that be do not, I repeat, they do not want any of you guys to hear the show. They don't want you to hear my Thursday show. They want you to be sheeple. They don't want you to have any intel. They want you to be dumb drones, like soldiers going to the front for the meat grinder, and the slaughter of war. That's what they want. They don't want you to think for yourself. See, I want you, as your best friend in life, to think for yourself. I want you to be armed with knowledge and weaponry. I want you to be more powerful than you think you are. I'm the exact opposite of them in power. You have to know what you're up against. There is an agenda that we make light of it on this show to impugn your life, keep you down. I know a lot of you guys write me and say we're having a hard time finding work, and finding a job. How do you do it? A lot of you guys are young millennials. I am your Generation X radio host. I will tell you straight from the hip what's going on. What you do with it, it's up to you. I don't care. I'm getting my slice of the fucking pie. Whatever you do is on you, not me. Don't blame me. Don't blame the show. It's on you. You've got to take responsibility for your own life. My show is merely a conduit to the life you should have, to the life you could have. I want you guys to think out there. Put down the pizza, those stupid fast food you're buying at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. You're on the track for diabetes. You don't want those kind of medical problems. Don't have to have a quarter pounder every damn night at 2:30 when you get the munchies. I know what you're doing. You're sleeping all day. You're not working. Meet a friend. You smoke a little bit of this or that. You talk till midnight. Then you get hungry. No wonder you're out of shape. No wonder you can't even walk. You're panting. All you young guys do complain of aches and pains in the office where I work. God, it's like a bunch of old men. This is why everyone's laughing at you. Can't make a living. You're not strong. You're not fit. And no one's perfectly fit. Trust me. On this show, I'll tell you the secrets of life, the ones that I have discovered that actually work. Again, what you do with the knowledge and intel, my job is merely to provide it as your radio host, to write about it, to talk about it. What you do with it's up to you. You can't say we never tried to reach you. You can't say nobody was ever out there to tell you. If you dig a little bit on the internet, you'll find this show. You'll find me. You'll be on here listening. It's not hard. Put down the sports. That's your big distraction. Corporate America, the government, they want you guys immersed in sports. Well, I love sports. I played football and baseball as a kid, track. I was faster than greased lightning, but I also never, memorized every damn sports stat there is. See, grown men, ooing and awing over, a basketball game, which they can't even play. Grown men Twitter-pated over who's going to win which college game, and they talk about it and talk about it. All the energy spent, money. They're buying the jerseys. They're buying the big tickets. Wow. They must have money to blow. Money's tight out there. A lot of you guys need to get working. You need to get into production. But beware in this. I'm just telling you what they're doing. They don't want you guys to think internally. They want you always, as Americans, they always want you projected outwards. So whatever comes up in corporate America or government, as a bachelor, they don't want you to think for yourself. They want you to look outside of yourself, look at the sports game, the TV, could be a campaign to work on. It's never what you want. It's what somebody else wants you to do, if you noticed it. I noticed as a young kid, my dad said I was smarter than a damn whip, and I am. But I'm not the smartest guy in the room, and I don't want to be. But I am smart enough to find the smartest guy in the room, and I would hire him in a New York minute for my company. Let him be the smartest guy in the room. How'd you find him? I'm smart. I found him, but he's smarter. You don't have to be the smartest or the biggest or the strongest. If you're trying to beat women, especially as a bachelor, I've told guys this for years. All women really want is a nice guy and a fat wallet. That's about it. Oh, yeah, sure. They'll look at guys that are, you know, like Fabio or Adonis, Apollo. They all like that. But really, how often have you seen an ugly man, or let's say a 4 or 5, with a hot chick? And she's not always a hooker either. Some are married. If you're an average guy in America, you can make it and you can get the chick. But again, women are expensive. Girlfriends are expensive. Never forget that. You're buying her lunch. You're buying her dinner. But I'm telling you, they do like a fat wallet. We talked about this on the show before, too. As the Mexicans say, which I love this phrase, Señor Vaughn, no money, no honey, señor. So true. Women like those butts. They like to be entertained. Who doesn't? I get it. So if you want a girlfriend, if you want a wife, they're out there. They're getting harder to find, though. And I'll tell you a little secret that this show is full of secrets. And so, by the way, is the Thursday show. If you like a good secret, a good mystery, I do. Listen to my show. I'm full of it. I'm full of these things. And I'll impart them to you. One more secret to life as a bachelor that you need to know. Some of you already know it. But we talked about the money angle, and that's very, very true. It's also confidence. Have confidence in yourself. Women do not like guys that are not confident. They will leave you and in New York second again. They're gone. History. But at the same time, you don't want to be overconfident. There is a little fine line there. And also, don't embarrass yourself in front of women. When you talk to them, talk with authority, but be loosey-goosey enough where you don't come across as too stale, you know, or too demanding. But you want to talk to them and listen. Listen more than you talk. Because women will give you lots of information if you sit back and listen. Don't reach for, here's about my life. Ask her, how's your life going? What are you doing? What'd you wear to that party? Now you're on her wavelength. Oh, well, I wore this. And I loved it. Wonderful. What'd you eat for dinner? Oh, we had this. So be a reporter. Be a journalist in life. I've always been like, had a journal. You write in it. Be a journalist. Ask people questions. Doesn't hurt, especially women. They love to be asked questions. And it's just a human trait. Most people like to talk about themselves, and we're all guilty of it to some extent. But with women, if you listen to her and every now and then get in a little clever jive, or she'll think you're a, wow, he's so awesome. He's this, he's that, he's cute. He also listens to me. I'm telling you. It's a little window to her soul than most guys, and it doesn't cost you a dime. That's what I love about it. It doesn't cost you anything. Little things like that add up to big things. Now, women like a man with some money. And on this show, we'll talk about the different kinds of bachelorettes that are out there that you may meet in life. I'll give you some of my stories. My friends might call in. We'll get a few of their stories. I love stories. I love a good story. So I like to sit back and listen to other guys' experiences, whether it's the Vegas Strip, on a vacation, here in town, online, in person. It's all good. It's all good fodder for this show, right? And on this show, we like to go through the course curriculum. I am your professor, and we will go through different things and talk about it. You know, what you're called, if you have a child in American society, they're called products. And they are a manufactured product that is to be programmed to work and to pay taxes. Did you know that? You want to break out of that matrix. The show will teach you how. Think for yourself. Start your own business. Do your own thing, man. I'm always encouraging you guys to do your own thing. I mean, it'll be wonderful to have 100 different lives with 100 different types of realities. I'd love that kind of a matrix world, actually. It'd be fascinating. But you got one life and one reality that you know well. And always be thinking ahead, planning. This show will be topical, but we'll move around a little bit. Make your comments fun and edgy and informative. You call the show at 563-999-3437. You have a chat room as well. No trolls allowed, of course. We'll talk about a lot of things. MGTOW, expat travel. Every man is left to his own devices in this life. We will talk about hoflation, which you all know about very, very well. Every man is a king in his own castle. And by the way, if you're in some parts of the country, and if you are not married, especially back east, the deep south, the Midwest, if you aren't married by a certain age, I'll tell you a little secret. They think you're funny. They think you're kind of funny. And funny in a bad way, not a good way. Even though you might be squiring women, they just don't accept it. They just don't like it. In some parts of the country, if you are not married, they think you are kind of funny or just a silly man that you never, because marriage is so ingrained. I always say back east, that part of the country. And back east to us out west is anything really east of New Mexico is back east. It's where we out here in the west. And I've always told you guys that the west is the best for bachelors by a million miles. Out west, you can design your own future. I wrote a whole chapter about this in my book. You can design and be anybody you want to be. Back east, everybody knows your family. Everybody knows your family history. They knew what you wore to high school. They knew your first date. They know way too much information about you. TMI, too much information. And you'll never escape it. Because wherever you go in college, you go into business, whatever you do, they'll always say, hey, weren't you the guy that did this or did that? I heard about you. Heard about you. Which is annoying as fuck to me. Can't stand it. So I grew up in California mainly. Moved all over the country as an Air Force kid. But I know different regions of this nation. And I know people are like that. You come out west as a bachelor, design your own future. No one's going to bring up stupid stories from third grade, fifth grade, and onwards. You're free. I like the West because it's freedom, liberty. We fought wars over this stuff. To me, back east, unless you want that kind of a lifestyle where everybody knows your name, but don't forget, they also know your past history, good or bad or indifferent. They know way too much about you, and they prejudge you before ever meeting you or ever doing a business deal with you. They look at your what? Family, your roots, your last name. Are you a rich family or a poor family? Like Rich Man, Poor Man, that old TV series. That's what I don't like about it. It's a little bit too much into – it's like a caste system that you'd find in old Europe or even India. It's nepotism. It's all on who you know. And sometimes they're only nice to you back east if you can do something for them. They're not genuinely just nice to be nice. If you can do something, oh, boy, they're your best friend. They're right there, aren't they? Johnny on the spot. Yeah, I get it. I like the West because, to me, people are a little bit more hard at first. But once you get to know them, I think it's some real genuine friends and acquaintances that I've met out here. I've met some very – and also the West is full of characters, kind of like the East Coast. We have a lot of characters out here, a lot of interesting personalities that didn't really fit in back east. And again, I label east as anything east of the Mississippi or east of New Mexico in my book. It's pretty much the same. You get into the upper Midwest, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, East Coast, of course, Jersey, New York, and Florida is just another borough of New York City. Also, back east, are your siblings mad that you are not married? Are they pissed off? They got married and you didn't. I ran away from home in many ways. Also, they want to put you with a middle-aged hag. If you're back east, they'll say, well, you're 45 and she's 46, so you should be a good little couple. Isn't it right? That's what they say. And you go, well, no, I want that hot 25 or 30-year-old. I'm like, oh, no, you can't have that girl. She's too young for you, right? Don't they say that? Sure they do. She's too young for you. Can't have that. She's back east. They'll even tell you with peer pressure that you got to marry the hag that nobody wants. Or they're going to call you a faggot or you're gay. And a lot of guys are so horrified of being called names, God forbid, they'll do anything to avoid being called a name. The women's society wants to hook you up with their middle-aged hag friend. And that is where a lot of you guys have ended up. And now you're listening to the Von Wehen Show. And you're at home secretly listening in the garage. I know. And your wife's inside because she's taking over the house like she always does. Excuse me. And like the parasites which take over the host, she's taking over your entire home. So they'll leave the garage or the backyard, the two dirtiest places of your home, to the man. And that's where you reside. You go inside to sleep on a lean shower. Have dinner when she commands you to. And if you can't stray too far from mommy, she's going to get mad. How dare you? Well, we never signed up for that program on my show. And during Easter weekend, I saw a lot of you guys out there, a lot of you henpecked husbands out there. Oh, yeah, you looked great in your shirt, your nice shoes. You look damn good at church. And once that 1 or 2 hour Easter service is over, it's back to reality. No more show-off time. That's the way it is. That's why God invented, in his ultimate wisdom, the Von Wehen Show, to show you the right way to live, to learn, and to live large. And tonight, like no other night, we will get into all of it, I promise you. Thank you for being here. It's now time to start our infamous and legendary show.
Get you in the shade. They get you. you're sniffing brandy or when you're sipping lemonade. They get you at the flicks, though the world may call them chicks. They strike men like short, 'cause kidding you is just their favorite indoor outdoor sport. They get you in a mink, off the deep end in the drink. Female, female, well, they're the ambushers. Blonde and a brunette lie in wait like engines in the grass. You're coming through the pass. Then Buster, you're General Custer. Ah, they get you with the hay.
Hey!
They get you in disguise. They get you with their lips, their hips, and their smile, their style, their eyes. They get you cheek to cheek, down the aisle and up the creek.
Love it, love it, love it. Well, there was an old saying that said, free your mind and your ass will follow, right? Well, we love the Rat Pack on the show, and especially Dino, and he sounds a little bit like this.
This is Dean Martin, alias Matt Helm, asking you to help me stamp out spies, or at least muss them up a little. In our new picture of the ambushers, I got my hands full with Matahara's like Centerburger.
Skull.
Sure, Skull's got ice in it. Janice Rule and those ever-loving sleigh girls.
Don't shoot.
They get you when you're high. They get you when you're low. They get you when you're standing still, or else when you're on the go.
Too much for one Mad Hound, so how about pitching in a little, huh? There's enough action for everybody, so bring your friends and we'll make them honorary ambushers. They're the ambushers.
They're the ambushers.
Love that. Well, we got the Gladiator in the green room holding back there and off the Las Vegas Strip. We'll bring them on momentarily. And I'm always amazed at how many, this show should have thousands of callers. I know the guys are out there, and I know some of you guys are so depressed that you don't know where to turn. That's why I always say God invented the Von Wehent show, because I don't thank God. I don't feel like that. I still feel that America is a land of opportunity, though strained at times. The government needs to get out of our way as men so we can get our money flowing, our businesses, et cetera. And I've always told you that the society tries to demoralize us as men. There's no support groups for men. There's no 1,000 books at Barnes & Noble for men or men's studies. Nobody gives a rat's ass about you or me. And when you're a young boy, you get it, don't you? You get it. It's all about the girls. It's all about the women. And they have the gall to say we live in a patriarchal society. Are you effing kidding me? America is a matriarchal society and has been really since about the 1960s or 70s. Last 50 years, we've been a matriarchal society. Now, women can't say that, and the media will never say that because they've got to show that the women are victims. How can women be the minority, keyword, when they're 52.5% of the American population? That sounds pretty much like a majority to me. But yet they call them the downtrodden minority female class, right? We men, we are not the majority in the world or the majority in America. We're not. I love facts because they're irrefutable. But those are things to think about. When you hear these things in the media, I'm giving you little cues that when you hear these things, you have to understand that these guys are out there and they're making it up as they go. And they don't quite know what they're saying. They're trying to program you. They're trying to tell you how to live and how to be. And, so women are not the downtrodden minority that they're portrayed in the media. Really, it's the men who are the downtrodden minority now, that they accuse you of what they are themselves. It should be two people against the world. Too often, American women will make it you against her, if you've noticed. For a man, this is just too exhausting to put up with on a daily basis. Ultimately, it's about peace of mind. And as a man, do you really want to scale Mount Everest every day? Women go, oh, men like a challenge. A challenge. Yes and no. We like a challenge like, which restaurant are we going to go to? And you want to win that argument as a man. We don't want to run a marathon every day just to be in your, quote unquote, good graces. It's just too exhausting. And it's not fun. As men, we just want the freedom to do the things we want to do when we want to do them. And I'll be honest, ladies, sometimes a man just wants to mount you and bang you. We don't want dinner. We don't need all that charade. Sometimes he just wants to mount you as a caveman and have his way with you, and he's happy. So give in to him. We want to do what we want to do without being attacked for it. We want to work on the things that we want and then make life meaningful for us as men. And now we are finding out something about ourselves and modern-day women. Not only does she provide nothing for us on so many levels today, because women are so into the feminist movement or they hate men, they hate daddy. We get it. We get it. We hear you. We see you. They actually extract our hard-earned dollars like a tax and cost us our peace, happiness, your peace of mind, really, and freedom. And that's why men are saying, hey, they're just walking away. Too much work, too much effort for so little gain. There was a slogan in the 80s that said, more pain, more gain? Not anymore. But the women will suffer most in the long run. Most of them don't even realize it, but we're starting to see the videos now of the women who are hitting the wall, and in life you will reap what you sow. And guys, I wish you tremendous success in life on this show. I'm telling you the exact opposite of what the media, the national mass media, and the government are telling you. They're telling you, shut up, sit in your corner, pay your taxes, be a bitch boy, get yelled at, do what society wants, and we'll throw you a few crumbs. And you should be happy with those crumbs, right? That's what they say. We know, and you know. Let's get to a new caller before we get to the gladiator. Tell us where you're calling from, what city and state, and what's your radio moniker and nickname. Hello, you're live on the air with Von Weehunt. What's your name, sir?
Steve, yeah, greetings, Steve. I'm calling you here from Sin City. I was just checking you out. Okay, we just finished our podcast. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to mention it. You know, it's quite controversial. But what's happening is in this society, you got all these men who want to be effeminized. Okay, you know what I mean?
Right.
These men
right.
going around here wearing wigs, you know, shoving ketchup up their rectum. Talking about that they're menstruating, which is an insult to womanhood. It really
it
is. Okay. And mm-hmm. then keep in mind, that a lot of these poor dudes, you know, they perhaps have been violated themselves or whatnot. But what it is that they don't want men standing up to be men. They want all men to be effeminized, to go around wearing skinny jeans, going around sagging their pants, showing a crack of their ass, man. Just what is that? Just
what is
that?
I agree.
What is that?
What's going on?
Yeah, what is that?
They want to raise a bunch of faggots.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your podcast? I want you to plug your podcast. What's your podcast in the Vegas?
Okay, it's Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, you know what I'm saying? And we deal with the black experience from the beginning of time to 10 minutes ago.
As you should. As you should.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. And we have
Shabaka's
on
podcast. Wow.
Yeah, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced podcast is because what we deal with generally with black history from the beginning of time to 10 minutes ago. As far as this election is coming up, I'm sitting on a couch, man, you know what I'm saying, because I'm over 64 years old. I just can't do it no more because this election is turning their man into a Saturday morning cartoon show. I mean, you got one guy that's getting hit with about 99 cases and what have you. Then the other guy who's running for president, he's senile. He doesn't know his ass from a hole in the ground. He falls up the stairs. Tell me, how do you fall up the stairs? You see what I'm saying? So I'm on the couch, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the couch, and then I'm going to sit here and watch this monstrosity unfold, and like the referee says, protect yourself at all times. You know what I mean? And they just don't want men to be men anymore, regardless of your social economical background, regardless of your racial background. Now, if you're going to have racial healing in this country, there are some very, very severe issues that must be discussed. Now, my time is over. I don't know how old you are, Vaughn, but my time is over, man. You know, I'm in my twilight years. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm 64, man. You're just cranking it up, man. Just crank. I'm Generation X. I am. I'm in the relay race. I'm probably two laps behind you, but I'm coming up, man. I'm coming up, and we're seeing it, right? And I always tell folks, I'm over 40. I'll leave it at that. I'm over 40, so I've been around
a
little bit.
You're still
a
baby,
you know what I mean?
Man. You still got your whole life ahead of you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And then
my years as you are. You're a very wise man there. Now, what's your moniker on the show? What nicknames? I want to have you on again. What nickname do you want to go by? Shabaka? The Black Experience?
Yeah, Shabaka Sankore. Okay, Shabaka.
Okay.
He was one of the pharaohs of ancient Kemet or Egypt, as they call it.
Okay.
And Sankore, which is the name after the oldest university in the world, which is in eastern Mali at Timbuktu. Okay, it's because you heard that old saying, I'll stomp your ass from here to Timbuktu. Yes, Timbuktu really does exist. It does have the ancient university of there of Sankore. That it does. You know what I'm saying? A lot of knowledge is there. And then also, too, Alexander Putin. Okay, old boy over there in Putin in Russia. He opened up his church, and a lot of these biblical figures, you know, that they showed that they were of African descent. You know what I mean? Which I find kind of interesting and enlightening, of course. As you know, being in this business, Vaughn, you get hate mail from all sides. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and I love my people. You know what I'm saying? You know, to quote the former heavyweight champion Muhammad Ali, Bluebirds, Blackbirds, they were Blackbirds. Hey, man, I love my people, and there's nothing wrong with
loving your
people.
Exactly. I agree. And I've always said I'm a nationalist for all people. I think blacks should have their own nation if they want. Maybe, you know, Asians, whites, whoever.
Okay.
I don't care.
Okay,
you know, everyone should be.
Okay.
I want everyone to prosper. And right now, we're in this thing called the big melting pot, right? In America.
Mm-hmm.
And there's pros and cons to it. I mean, I wish we were all getting along better, you know? But there's forces in the government, in the media, the mask that doesn't want that to happen. They don't. Okay. And I always tell folks, well, we talk about these things, but we do not want, I personally do not want a civil war to ever happen in this country again. But they're pushing it.
Okay.
And they want us to kill each other, and we don't want to do that, you know?
Exactly. And then keep in mind, man, when it comes down, man, I'm not going to be out there singing and marching, talking about we shall overcome. I'm going to be locking and loading. Okay? The Second Amendment.
Absolutely. Damn right.
Inalienable right. And then also, too, for those, you know, who may or may not know, but you're very well read, Vaughn, as you know, the police, okay, these are not elected officials, okay?
Right.
They are policy enforcers, okay, when you look at the word police. The only duly elected law enforcement agents that you have would be the sheriff. That would be it.
That's
would
right.
Be the county sheriff would be the sheriff because he is elected. But the police are appointed. You know, they enforce policy. Now, don't take this here the wrong way. Done extensive research. The police evolved from slave patrollers. You see what I mean? Okay.
Oh, sure.
And
they were.
Then,
sure.
Yeah. And they had badges on them, you know what I'm saying, similar to what the police officers here wear today. Now, let's
I would say that was the foundation of the early Democrat Party. Seriously,
that's
where they
came
from.
Actually,
that's a whole can of worms, you know?
Yeah, it was the Democratic Party that brought you the Ku Klux Klan. You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
But
that's right.
Yeah, you can't
Most
tell
blacks
that
don't
to
know
those
that.
Who... Yeah, who support, you know, Barack Obama. And to me, Barack Obama was perhaps one of the worst presidents going.
You're a smart black man. He did nothing for blacks. Nothing.
Okay.
He talked
a big
game.
And on top of that,
you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then keep in mind, though, is that when he was the president, he goes over to Nairobi, Kenya. And the president there, President Kenyatta, and I don't know his relation to Jomo Kenyatta, their first president, but Barack Obama, you know, President Kenyatta says, well, you know, Mr. Obama, this is your ancestral land. We're happy to have you right here and things of that nature. What is the first thing that Barack Obama gets up there and talks about, man? He starts talking about this alphabetized agenda shit, okay? And the president over there had shut him down and says, Mr. Obama, okay, I have to shut you down, okay? We don't do that here, okay? So we're going to have to ask you to leave. Now, Obama was on board Air Force One. The head of state of Ethiopia calls him up, the land of some of the most beautiful women in the world, okay? And the president of Ethiopia had told him, sir, we heard about your pay down there in Kenya. Okay, we're not even going to allow you to land here. Don't even bother landing here.
They
because
did not
an
get
African society,
right to land.
Yes, sir. And keep in mind, in African societies, great value is placed on the procreation of life. That only happens between a union between man and woman. Now, these guys...
Right. Well, you know Obama was a faggot. You know Obama was gay. Obama is gay.
He probably was. He probably
most whites don't even know that. In fact, as you know, Michael's wife... was before she was Michelle, he was Michael.
Yeah, yeah, I know that. And
there's some weird photographs of those two as men. And there's a young Michael and a young Obama in a Chicago. And I'm going, oh, it's a split image of Michelle Obama. I'm telling you, man, they are homosexuals. Yeah, they're homosexuals.
Yeah, so
I have to say, allegedly, for legal reasons, allegedly, folks, don't go nuts on me, but there's enough evidence where, well, you saw Michelle on the Ellen DeGeneres show where she's dancing and you saw the thing swaying. I'm telling you, there's a video of Michelle. It's like she wasn't, she was well-hung woman, put it that way, wearing loose pants.
My God, that's sick, man.
I swear to God.
It's sickening.
Go to YouTube, and you can pull up the Ellen DeGeneres show and Michelle Obama, unless they pulled the video. But if you Google it, you'll find it. And Michelle, I would say she's a well-hung first lady.
I'm making a point to miss that, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm making a point to miss it. Because if I wanted to see a Johnson, man, I'll just look at my own. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know, but however, they're pushing this agenda.
In France, Macron is a fag. I mean, all those people up there, a lot of them are gay. That run the world.
Damn.
When I was a little boy, I was told that the world is run by faggots, pedophiles, and Satanists. And I used to go, that's just a bunch. Actually, the older I get, I go, they have a point. Because a lot of these people are into pedophilia, faggotry, fuckery, and Satanism. And I go, they were right. Because name me one leader... I tell folks it is not a degenerate. There's very few in the world. I'd say probably Putin, the leader of Brazil, maybe the leader of Japan, who's got a wife and kids. But beyond that, there's not a whole lot. These guys are all in the closet. They're all in the closet. And they get Klaus Schwab that runs the World Economic Forum is gay. And he recruits other gays to be world leaders, you know, and this is kind of like our Thursday show, but I want to talk to you about, you're a blast to talk to, Chewbacca. How are the ladies there and how they treated you in Las Vegas? Getting back
I've lost so much money here, Vaughn. I feel like I've built this place, man. You know, everybody is here. To quote to Martin Scorsese, feel Frankie Cabonis, Jimmy Two Times. If you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you mean. I'm part Italian. I know exactly what you mean.
And it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? But one thing, though, that raggedy state, man, that's due west of here, man, I hope it falls off into the Pacific, man, is because, you know, the garbage that you got going over there with Gruesome Newsom and, of course, Governor Newsom, you're welcome to give me a call and we can argue and debate. But one thing I do not have no respect for, Gruesome Newsom was the campaign manager of a friend of his who was running for mayor of all places, San Francisco. Okay, and then Gruesome Newsom goes sees this man's wife. Incredible. Also, too, Cop Mala Harris, who says that she was smoking weed in the 1980s listening to Tupac and Biggie Smalls. These guys did not come about until the 1990s. You see what I mean? So your current vice president, man, she has a lot of issues. Now, Governor Bud, with the great state of Texas. Okay. He's busting all the migrants, you know what I'm saying, to the Democratic cities is because they're the ones who is coming up supporting this type of stuff. And as you know, man, there are some foreign countries you cross their border, man, they're going to light you up. They're going to send
That's
you
right.
back across the border with a whole bunch of holes in it. Okay. Now,
That's right.
Ted Cruz. I'm not a fan of Ted Cruz, but do you remember when Ted Cruz, man, got so pissed off with his colleagues, man, and he just went there and told everybody to kiss his ass, and he had popped a top on a Corona, man, and got to guzzling. Now,
he did,
Ted
did.
Cruz, okay, now Ted Cruz, you remember when he filibustered for 24 hours and he got to talking about Disneyland?
Yeah, I remember
hours.
That. I remember that.
Talking about,
he did.
Talking about Disneyland. Now,
and kids got real creepy. Really creepy.
Very much so. And then keep in mind, Vaughn, you and I, okay, we pay something called taxes. You know, where the state robs us every year, you know what I'm saying, with these farms, and the Internal Revenue Rip-Off Service or whatever. Now, there was a dude. That it was explained to me because one thing about, you know, doing this type of work that we do, Vaughn, as you know, you're going to learn a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter if you agree or if you disagree. Just try to disagree agreeably. Okay, it's because over the years, man, I've done this, you should have heard some of the most asinine shit that has come over the airwaves with me. And feel free to listen to some of our back episodes, but yeah.
I will, man, for sure.
Keep in mind, it comes with a warning label now, you know, and we're kind of toning down on the language.
My show, too.
Because, you know, because sometimes what we do is like when these questionable police killings, and I'm sure you have to agree with like what happened with Trayvon Martin, what happened with Mario Woods in San Francisco, and keep in mind, your current vice president was the district attorney of San Francisco.
Yes, she was.
Now, these cops, 64 and a half, get in a half circle, and they put 25 bullets in this young dude, you know what I'm saying, or the young man who only weighed 147 pounds, ringing wet. That was overkill. Okay, it's for the simple fact, you know, if they went up there and whipped his ass, you know, okay, fine, but not fine, but that's better than killing him. Your attorney general, I'm sorry, she's the attorney general of California. Your current vice president, who was the district attorney of San Francisco County before she and Willie Brown had their extramarital affair and were having to connect the dots on that, of how she came along, you know, refused to prosecute these guys. Okay. Now, there was a woman in Oakland, California, who went to the San Francisco Police Commission that protested another questionable police killing in San Francisco, and the chief of police at that time was a guy by the name of Greg Sir. So Ms. Brooks, she went there, and she was an advocate, you know what I'm saying, political advocate there in the San Francisco Bay Area, and she had told the San Francisco Police Commission, she says, if you do not fire this guy or retire him today, because I think he had 30-plus years, so he won't be fired. He'll just be forced to retire. She says, if you do not fire him or relieve him of this duty right now, okay, not only will I shut down the Bay Bridge, I will shut down the Golden Gate Bridge, and I will shut them down both at the same time. Guess what happens to the city of San Francisco when that happens commercially? It starves. Okay.
Yeah.
It starves.
Yeah.
So Greg, sir, walks in there. Well, we will review the details. I got my report right here. And the San Francisco Police Commission says, chief, don't even bother talking. You're done, man. Go pick up your pension, man. You are hereby released immediately.
Hit the door.
You see what I mean? Yeah, right. Immediately. Okay, what's happening over there in the Middle East, I have no comments on. You know, it is a very, very sensitive issue.
I'm
deeply sorry about all the loss of life on both sides of the fence.
I hate it. I don't like it either.
Yeah, because... Yes, sir. And to quote a famous man, I'm not going to say his name, and his philosophy was, if it's born, if it takes a breath of life, it has a right to live. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that. I totally agree with that.
And that individual who I'm quoting. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, who said that? Can you tell us who told us that?
On that quote? Okay. He wrote it. Yeah. His name was Dr. Huey Percy Newton.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there we go. I have a question for you. You would love our Thursday show, too. But let me ask you this. A lot of blacks, and I tell blacks this, I say you come across them. I don't care. I always tell them, I don't care if you're purple, black, brown, white, yellow, red, whatever. We're all here on this spinning planet. But one thing I tell blacks that complain about America, and correct me if you think I'm wrong, you go for it, but I always tell them very bluntly that you are the offspring, that you should be in a weird way you should be thanking your great-great-grandfathers who were sold by the Jews and brought to America as the slave masters on those Jewish slave ships. If you weren't here, your life would be miserable on the continent of Africa. But in America, we're one of the few countries that are opened up to all people. And here, a black man, for example, of your Shabako black experience, can live really good in America. But they can't live like that in Ghana, Liberia, Kenya.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So that's where I'm.
Okay.
That's what I think. They have a lot of things that are in the, you know, if I was a black guy, I would say, it sucks for my grandparents, but man, in a weird way, I'm glad I'm living in Las Vegas and not South Africa, you know,
okay,
or not
now, let me tell you
Kenya
something.
Or the Congo.
Hold on now. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about that right there. As you know, they always have used Africa as a guinea pig, you know, for research and stuff like that, because you had the AIDS, the SARS, the SARS.
That's
now
true.
You got the cholera epidemic over there. But keep in mind that Africa, man, is an abundant of resources. Now, this dude who runs Stinky Bird, Elon Musk, because I had an argument with a guy on his podcast. He kicked me off, which is his prerogative, you know.
Not
he
me.
Runs it, he pays
on
for
the last free speech platform
no,
in America.
It wasn't you. It wasn't you.
Right.
But you see, he's going to try to tell me that Elon Musk is an African. No, he's not. He is a Boer, which means that he is of Dutch descent. You see what I mean?
That's right.
And then on top of that, my co-producer who had passed away about 3 years ago, the one and only man, Dr. D, his firstborn had went to Azania, which is the true name of it, is Azania. Mm-hmm. And I'd ask her, did she feel any type of ancestral connection? And she stated very, very much so. Now, as far as the transatlantic slave trade is concerned, I know you're familiar with Sarge. You know, he might as well go on and be an internet personality because Sarge is everywhere. With him and I argue all the time. You ought to listen to our back episode tonight. She did say she felt an ancestral connection. Now, the thing is, you have to understand, Vaughn, is that when on our continent, when we pass down the history, we do it orally, commonly referred to as the griot. And this person's sole purpose through the course of his lifetime, he starts in his teenage years, is to memorize and notarize the history, you know, of the various nations. I don't use the word tribe because that is a primitive term. He would come down, he would say, take your notes. He would speak 3 days straight, 72 hours straight, and then he would not repeat himself not one time. Sarge and I had this huge disagreement about it. Now, you say you're in your 40s, so you might not be familiar with the person who I'm going to refer to as. They called her Mama Africa, the one and only Ms. Miriam Makeba, on our podcast, we play her song called African Sun. Set because when the sun sets in Africa, the sun is rising over here. So, you know, this is how we pay homage to our ancestors. And keep in mind, when it comes to making the reconnection, to quote the great student of the one and only Dr. John Henry Clark, Dr. Marimba Ani, who wrote about the Maafa, which is a disaster so bad it is beyond description. And she, in turn, had submerged herself in the culture for 15 years doing her work. Yeah, she's very, very heavy. And we are also trying to reach out to Dr. George DeGruy, who's doing a reparation study, and she said it'll take about 5 years. And the ones who she's going after to sue for would be DuPont, Hartford Insurance Company, because they insured slave ships, so which means is they made money up off of that. Now,
they sure did.
You have to, now you have to look at the civil rights movement. Now, there's two eras. You had the civil rights movement, which is Dr. King, Ralph Abernathy, Andrew Young. Then you had the black empowerment era. Now, this is where you get off into the Black Panthers, This is where you get off into the Pan-Africanists. You see what I mean? And there's an ancient African proverb, going back to tradition is the first step forward. You see what I mean? And if you ever saw the movie Amistad with Anthony Hopkins, and Desmond Hansu, I believe, was his name. And he pretty much had related this. And so then when Anthony Hopkins was representing him in court, before the U.S. Supreme Court, I believe, he had used that same principle, you see what I'm saying, where they said, hey, right. let's send Q go. Let them return home, you know, to their homes. It's because Thomas Jefferson, when you had the Haitian Revolution of 1804 and his State of the Union, he had said, we are banning the importation of African slaves into this country. Because the reason being that they were born right. free. The ones that we have here, we pretty much
got one minute here, man. But I would just sum it up and say, it's like that Dire Straits song, money for nothing and your chicks for free. Right? You know, that musical
like Las Vegas, man.
That's Vegas, man. This is a lighthearted show. This is a, we don't want to get too deep into the politics, but hey, Chewbacca, the Block Experience, folks, calling the Bachelor Galaxy Show tonight. We appreciate you, man. Thanks for calling the show. Call back sometime. The first Tuesday of every month is this show.
Can't
miss it.
Yeah, the first,
Thank you, Chewbacca. You got it. Have a wonderful night. Thank you, sir.
You too.
All right, appreciate it.
Okay.
Chewbacca,
okay.
Thank you. You bet. This is the free speech platform, one of the last ones in America. And I'm glad Chewbacca called. That was an interesting call. Good stuff. We hope the Gladiator calls back as well. Got the Alaskan here in the chat room. We got, I believe, Irish Pirates also, I was told. It's in the studio, so it's all fun. It's a good time. Look, we're on this spinning planet called the Earth. I say the best revenge in life is living well, gentlemen. That's why we have The Bachelor Show and my book, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. Get a cocktail, and I shall return really soon, I promise. Good stuff, good stuff. Well, don't go anywhere because there's a lot more to go on. got the Gladiator there on the line. I guess he dropped off. Gladiator, if you're out there in the Las Vegas Strip, we do need a Las Vegas Strip report. We'll try calling him directly here, see if we can get him live on of the air. He's having some problems tonight getting on. So let's see if he's there tonight.
Please leave me your phone number and the reason for your phone call so that I can get back to you as soon as I am able. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
The Von Wayne Show, trying to reach the Gladiator. Please call into the show tonight. We want to get your take, and we'll talk to you soon, amigo. Have a great night in the Von Wayne Show. Okay. Well, we tried. Those things happen. See if he calls in here to get us a Las Vegas Strip report. Well, you know, there's a lot going on out there. Let's in the Bachelor world, and we'll get the Irish Pirate on here. But if the Gladiator calls, I want to get him on as well. Irish Pirate, is that you tonight on hold? Are you
not
there?
Not on hold anymore.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
how are you doing?
Oh, I'm getting there. I'm getting revenge on the world that used to do me wrong. That's for sure.
Tell us about it.
I remember telling you on in October I had a heart attack and they thought I was sleeping on the job.
Right.
So the guy that replaced me ended up sleeping on the job for real, so they fired him and now they want me back. And
right.
It's kind of an interesting negotiation considering I'm now making more money in less hours. But they said they'll give me a 25% raise to my pay if I do it.
Yeah.
I'm asking them simple questions, and, of course, they, just like before, they don't know what to think.
Right.
And, it's just terrible what they're having to go through, knowing that they really don't know what they're going through. They really don't know what's going on, and they don't really seem to care. And that's really sad because I like where I'm at, but it's temporary. So
right.
I don't care if I get there soon. I wouldn't mind getting there. I'll give you a hint. Where I work at right now is with a large medical company guarding a building that they're building. And so I don't want to be there when it gets fully operational into educational and research status. Because I can live my life without rats and nitrogen very well. Thank you. anyway, so that's that part of things. Let's see.
Sure.
A lot of things are.
How is your life going with the lady? Let's stick to the Bachelor show topics. Let's talk about
any good dates with your
lady. Any good vacations? We don't want to get too much in off these sidebars.
Okay, let's do that.
But yeah, man, the floor is yours. Tell us about some fun stuff.
Okay. Well, I know what she gets into. She likes patting herself down at home, and she just got herself a couple of puppies, and they're taking
a
lot of her time.
What kind?
They are German Shepherd and Malinois.
Nice. Good dogs.
So, these are guard dogs.
Good dogs.
Very strong. One of them is very directly smart, and the other one's a little schemer. But they're sisters. We knew that, I mean, my lady works at home. So, and she can also work here, but I don't think that's going to happen while she's got puppies. I don't think that's going to happen.
Right.
So they're kind of down there. And her son lives with her. You know, he's going to college and whatnot. And he says he wants one of the puppies, but we'll see whether or not, because you've seen these days when people are trained improperly, they don't make commitments well, like bachelors should. know, if you're going to take on a puppy, you should train it and make it your third arm as soon as possible.
Exactly.
It takes about 2 years to do that. And I will admit, for my 2 cents, I've seen a dog go from, shall we say, wild and crazy and untrustable to absolutely being the best thing that the home ranch ever had, as far as an animal. Absolutely could take care of the place when we were gone. Didn't have to worry about him tearing things up. And really, really nice dog. But that takes time. Now, I can see that the puppies definitely love having the lady around. They put on all kinds of, you know, they're willing to fight with each other over anything just to impress her. And that's not true in front of other people. They just kind of like, yeah, we're here, great. But they party like mad dogs if it's me or her at the home. So I like that.
Right.
I like the fact that they definitely have made their statement that life is better when we are around. And I think that I don't think animals are a bad judge of character. I don't see animals.
They're a great judge of character. Come on, yeah.
Yeah, I don't see animals hanging on to people who mistreat them like, you know, some guys do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's terrible. But, so I see that as a big thing for the future, is we're going to need them if we start to expand, I think is a good term for that. And we are expanding. Yeah, I can't go into great details yet, but I can tell you that we made big strides in framing how the government looks at us and how we look at the government. We've made big strides on that, and hopefully we'll be able to talk about that more. But we did it together, and I guess that's the most important thing. That's a commitment we made early on. That,
right.
For example, if we ever get married, it will never be with a marriage license. That type of thing. We've both been unimpressed with the documentation, unimpressed with what the state actually performs. You know, if they put a license, say, on a plumber, this would be a good example. You put a license on a plumber just to make sure that he knows how to do his job and, you know, he's got to have a bond and this type of thing. Okay, that would be wonderful. But none of that happens in a marriage. The state gives out marriage licenses and they don't do anything to support the marriage. Could. I mean, I'm not saying it's dumb. It's dumb, but you're supposed to get something for it like you would normally if it were a business license or something like that. But it's not. And so that's where the fraud starts.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because you went out and got it's kind of interesting because you could run off to Vegas and get married. And you'll be, in this case, you would be an Arizonan who got married in Las Vegas. It's not a big deal. So the question is, what's
that's
the
right.
license for example? You know,
yeah.
I mean, why does Nevada even do anything like that? Because it's really not helping anybody doing anything. And it's sad. So there are a lot of things in this world that are like that, that are the state does things for you, but they really don't matter. They don't mean anything. And all you do is get into trouble. And then let's say this happened to me. My first marriage definitely went through a divorce. And one of the things that scared me when I was in my 20s, I read what the state said about the execution of the divorce against the license. And it clearly said, we still own you. We still
do
whatever we want to you because you had a marriage license in this state.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, that's weird. You know, I wasn't asking for that kind of control over the rest of my life. You just took it. So what's been happening lately? Well, I've been taking some of those steals back. You know, I'm old enough and I care enough and my lady cares enough that we're not going to let those things bog us down, that we're going to know how to get what we want and not have to ask for the state's permission to do it all the time. If you're born in America, it is assumed that you had God-given rights, which, you know, now you got to use them. Otherwise, you don't have them. But
that's right.
It is under the assumption that you should be able to travel without being stared down, and I've given you stuff where I've had weird experiences.
How
in the middle
dare
of the night
you want to travel without being stared down, Irish pirate? How dare you?
that's an interesting one. And then on so many documents, you're forced to give away so much of your – I mean, during the time that I didn't have a job, I considered getting unemployment. Boy, was that a joke.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had people telling me
– It is.
That they were told by the unemployment people – because remember, you've got to send them a driver's license, or at least they want you to do that one way or another. Okay, well, that's when they know by your picture whether or not they think you're a white male. Okay?
Right.
And they are very clear that they're going to give the runaround to people that look like that. It's unfortunate. I don't know where it's written that they can get away with that, but they do it. And they have the ability to do it without telling anybody they're doing it, which I think is the important thing. Yeah, and so it made it absolutely impossible for me to, quote-unquote, look for a job. I will admit there's two different ways to look for a job. One of them is where you're looking for the job, and there's another one where you're trying to impress an unemployment office for insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I will admit that's two different ways to get a job. One of them tides you over until you find the one that you actually want to apply for. But it's still
the American Bachelor is having some problems out there, and he needs to get his ass in gear, get some jobs, get some cash coming in, and live a better life.
Yep.
I always tell folks, Iverson, this is a material world, and a lot of guys don't want to live in a material world like that Madonna song, material world, same kind of a thing, same concept. And you got to understand, guys, that if you want to do things in life, if you want to date the lady, be the bachelor, have a sports car, it takes money. It takes lots of money. And if you don't have it, like I said in the first part of the monologue, the Mexicans have a saying, no money, no honey, senor. That's true.
Yeah. Well, and
– go ahead, sir.
See, in October, I didn't just lose my employment income. I lost another stream. And so it's taken me this long to be able to get back to where I have money coming in, not just paycheck to paycheck. And that was literally today. Literally today, I can say between October and crash, I'm literally back from the bottom. And I just walked through it. I didn't do anything new. I just don't like having to do it. But I have to admit, my father, when he was in his old age, he worked for the man, and the man
didn't
pay him enough.
Did not pay him enough.
He ended up trying to retire on three retirement incomes, two from teaching and one for civil service. And for the lifestyle that he lived, it didn't pay for it. It flat just didn't pay for it. And he made one $10,000 investment. I won't say in what, and I'm not going to get into all that. But that's what he did, and it paid off, and that's what he was living on. So the problem was, for him, he was scared to death he would outlive his money. That was the biggest thing for him. He couldn't act
rationally.
That's a
fear today, too. It's a very big, big fear by a lot of people.
But if you know that even at older ages, and I admit I'm not under 40, just like we were talking about in a previous call, the fact that I am the age that I'm at, and I can still produce. I mean, I taught chess today. It was awesome. I was really good at what I did. I was told by several individuals all over again, nobody does what you do the way you do it. And it's like, okay, I'm making a note that, no, I can't say that in the future that that's the kind of thing it's going to go on. If the population of the planet continues to go down, I had to explain that to somebody today. The number one thing it's going to be missing is skills. One of the things that really bothers me, I read the Bible and I do some addition, and I realize there's a lot of people that were living 600 to 900 years old before there was a flood. Okay?
That's right.
They had a lot of time to be able to share a lot of things with each other. You know.
And that's why they wiped them out. They knew too much. They knew how to live and live long, prosperous lives.
But what I'm saying is now take a look at where we're at today.
Yeah.
Regardless of who's having the babies, the United States is not keeping up. And so what's going to happen, and I understand, are we supposed to have, billions of people on the planet? You can make that argument if you want to, but I think the biggest reason we don't is, number one, we're losing skills. over the course of generations. We're giving it to the AI. We're giving it to fake banking. We're giving it to governments that demand more and give you less. And once that happens, you don't get your, shall we say, your emotional, your spiritual, your intellectual capital back. They've got it and you don't get it. And so we are now witnessing this big time. I mean, if it was ever any more obvious. So the biggest problem we're going to have in the future is somebody's going to have to teach. Thank God when we get old, we can still do that, right? We don't have to be laborers at 80. We could definitely teach people.
Yeah, and the American bachelor needs to get his game on the economic front. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, the economic front is going to be very difficult. We've seen that. But for example, chocolate just went up 400%. I mean, nobody talks about things like that. They're all worried about the fact that gold is up 48%.
Did you say
over
chocolate?
The
Irish, listen.
I said chocolate.
Did you say chocolate?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And you talk fast, man. Well, Chewbacca, the black experience, would freak out over that.
I didn't think you'd make that tie-in, but there you go. Oh, that's funny.
God! Chocolate's up 400%. What next?
Gold's been up.
Biden inflation? Whoflation?
Gold's been up 48% in the last 4 years and 24% in the last 4 months. So that's going to go exponential unless something changes.
Yeah.
I don't see anything changing that. So I hope you got yours. It's going to be hard to find. Every government in the world is buying it. Yep.
They are. Those bastards.
And I think the number one resource that's going around government to government is cheating. I think they're cheating in every way imaginable. And
they are.
Wow, that's going to be a hard thing to stop. I mean,
I know.
I'm learning so much about, for example, geoengineering in the sky. That's one of my favorite topics now because I now realize they're just getting away with it. They do whatever they want. Literally, weather now is DoorDash. It's DoorDash.
And the Bachelor is sucking up those fumes.
Well, for example, let's say you had your homestead. If you had a homestead in Oregon
right now,
you're putting a satellite over the top of your homestead, checking out to see if they think that you're actually, you know, planting plants and raising cattle or something. And they're actually telling you, stop feeding yourself. Stop taking care of yourself. We don't like it. That's Oregon.
God.
I mean, they're using all kinds of expensive resources to try and make you stop being independent. To me, that's absolutely amazing. That's amazing.
The corporate bastards.
We're in Arizona, and that's not going to happen here. I mean, there's a battle between the people that were on the land previously that really appreciate it. You know, can't tell the Native Americans here not to appreciate the land they're on.
I know.
They may have made some other mistakes, but they certainly love their land, and they will use it.
Irish, thanks for calling the show tonight, sir.
Right.
You're on a long rant. I love it. But save your ammo for the Thursday political show. This is the Bachelor show. So, we don't want to go off on too many political rants. But you're spot on, man. I love you. We'll talk to you Thursday night for sure.
Independent men, stand up. We're going to do it.
Yes. And thank God Blog Talk is now working so we can have a Thursday show. We already had Chewbacca. We don't want to go on any more historical things too much, but he was a good caller, a new caller. And everyone's been really good tonight. It's just been, folks, we're a variety show. In the true sense of being a variety show. You never know who's going to call this show. You never know. We've had celebrities call. We've had a lot of very interesting people call. And that brings me to my next promo for The Bachelor Show.
Men, nothing takes it off like Noxzema medicated cheese. Take it off. take it all off. Nothing takes it off like Noxzema medicated shave.
How close do you shave? How more you need Noxzema? Noxzema medicated comfort shave.
American Bachelor, are you a big spender? Maybe you ought to be.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. I figured that you're the Muriel, the God-smoking kind. So let me get right to the point. You're right in style when you're in Muriel's company. Hey, big spender, spend a little dime with me. Hey, big spender, spend a little dime with me. Join the Muriel Miles crowd. Pick one up and smoke it sometime.
That's right, and as a bachelor on the make of the cutting edge of America, always have your numero uno cologne.
Numero uno.
Four men on a search. Each man different, living his own way, searching, discovering numero uno, the new thing in colognes for men. In all the world, there are only four basic masculine scents. Here's the best of each. Numero uno gold. Numero uno green. Numero uno red. Numero uno silver. Four numero uno colognes. All different. All wild. Find yours with a searcher kit. A jigger of each scent. Then get a full-size bottle of the one that makes it for you.
Numero uno.
Quality, hard work, commitment. The stuff America was made of. Without them, there is no future. I have one and only one ambition for Chrysler. To be the best.
This is Batman.
And Robin.
With exclusive news for KHJ listeners.
The Batphone Secret Number Contest presented by Boss Radio.
There's a terrific prize for the first KHJ listener to guess the secret number of our Batphone.
You've seen us answering the Batphone on TV. It's a special hotline Commissioner Gordon uses to contact us whenever there's trouble.
There are seven digits in the Batphone secret number. Listen to what you'll win if yours is the first correct answer received by KHJ.
You'll visit Batman and me at 20th Century Fox and be our guest for lunch at the studio.
Then you'll ride to the Batcave in the Batmobile, where Robin and I will present you with a 1966 console color television set.
To visit us and win the color TV, just guess the secret Batphone number.
Watch for Robin and me on Channel 7 Wednesday and Thursday nights. And keep it on KHJ for more clues in the Batphone Secret Number Contest.
Well, don't let the ladies out there, guys, call you a loser or you're no good for nothing. Don't put up with it. Don't even take that lip from that biatch in America.
This chick's out for kicks and in for trouble with the born losers.
Just how is a mom initiated?
By getting it from everybody.
We're not coming out of orbit for 3 days.
Ah, look at this! 600 Somalis!
These are the born losers, the sickest sickle gang that ever terrorized the town while the law stood helpless.
If only one of us had the guts to just cut them down.
I've been wanting to crack at you from the beginning.
Are you planning on fighting or talking me to death?
Mr. District Attorney, any truth to the rumors that the girls will refuse to testify?
Remember, all you need is one witness to obtain an indictment.
Born losers, and they know it.
Please, don't do that.
How about a pretty please on your knees?
On your knees?
Billy Jack, I'm going to kill you if it's the last thing I do.
I would like to introduce you to the lifestyle.
The ladies.
Lifestyle.
The legend. The lifestyle. Now, the most famous bachelor in the galaxy must make the toughest decision of his life. The Bachelor Party.
When you hit LAX, you know who to call.
When your lifestyle's a fantasy, how do you deal with reality? It's a wonderful lifestyle.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
For the streets, bring it back. For the hood, bring it back. For the beat, bring it back. For the track, bring it back. For the streets, bring it back. For the hood, bring it back. For the beat, bring it back. Worth the meals on the phone. For the streets, bring it back. For the hood, bring it back. For the beat, bring it back. For the track, bring it back. Hey, they know I even rap like this.
Oh yeah, good stuff, good stuff. The Bachelor Show, when you call the show, you guys going to be, we don't want to have a big political thing on this show. This is our fun show of the month. We don't want to get into these too deep of rabbit holes or have these political rants. We want to talk about dating chicks, music, travel, more of the Playboy philosophy. If you have trouble knowing what to say, I highly encourage you go on the internet and read the Playboy philosophy by Hugh Hefner. It's all online now. All of his episodes of that, where he talks about gadgets and sports cars and everything from how to pick up chicks, where he had writers write up what really happened at the Playboy Mansion. Get a little flair for all that before you call the show. Put your loafers on, your smoking jacket. We didn't mean to get off our show agenda here. And sometimes I am guilty of letting people talk a little bit too long, and I am guilty as charged. I need to rein them in a little bit more, cut them off a little bit more, I think, at the knees. When they start going off on some tangents, we got to cut them off, even on the Thursday show, and move on and try to make the show fun, airy, but at the same time, very informative. So the way I figure it, if I will get the show back on track, because I am your illustrious host. Now, getting back to the course, my book, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy, here's some things that I jotted down that you guys need to take notes on, write down, and know. Modern women are not going through a dating and marriage crisis. What they are going through is a transfer of funds crisis. That's what they're going through. You guys aren't cutting those alimony checks anymore. How dare you not pay into the matriarchy of America? No dating means no marriage. No marriage means no divorce. No divorce means no attorneys, no alimony, and no child support to pay. Poetic justice. I'll never forget a conversation I overheard two women having where one said, the first marriage is for money. The second marriage is for love. This helped me choose my bachelor path of going my own way in spades. 90% of men are ignored by American women. What do they expect us to do? The dating scene is simply not open to a lot of men in America. Just face facts. That's why American men who are not wanted here go overseas. Where if you go overseas as an American man with a little bit of coin, you're a freaking rock star. And the women there have a different culture. They admire older men, middle-aged men. They really don't want the young men in their own country. They view them as losers, unemployed vagabonds that can't even buy them a cup of coffee. And they're largely true. Because in foreign countries, a lot of the younger guys are losers. They really are. An American man of means is highly desirable, highly sought after. So I always say this, if the American women don't want you, go where you're wanted. Bottom line, if a woman doesn't want to marry you, bury your children if you want that, and be loyal to her marriage vows, then what would be the point of courting her, I ask? Most women today can't even recite the marriage vows. They don't even care about them. To them, they'll go through the motions, but does she really believe in the marriage vows, the sacrament of marriage? I don't think many women do. They want your money. They want access to your wallet. They want a house to live in. And don't forget, boys and gents, you have a girlfriend, you move her in. Here's the problem today. What if you break up with her? What if you can't get her out of your house? Do you know, in most states, that woman's got squatter's rights in your house, in your apartment, and you can't get her out legally. And if you move out, you're still legally obligated to pay the rent, not her. Your name is on the rental contract, not hers. So you got to be really careful as a man today going through the motions. Modern-day women should be happy that the American men and the Western men walked away because they keep telling us that they found most of us repulsive anyway. So women can't have it both ways. Women are really funny. They want you to pursue them and chase them, and they want that ultimate checkmate to tell you as a man, no. No dating for you, no sex for you. You have to get mad when you go your own way. Women are control freaks. They want to control every aspect of a man's life. The sooner you realize that, the better off you're going to be. Now, a lot of you guys I know are not built to being a bachelor. I get it. A lot of you guys like to come home to your wifey. You want to enjoy your time together. And that's cool. Totally get it. But some of you guys are just not built that way. You don't need a wife. You don't want a wife. You don't want all the problems. And don't forget, your little wifey there eats a lot of food. It's not like your mama back in the day who might have a sensible salad like mine or a can of tuna, maybe a chicken breast in the kitchen. No, now, as a man, if you get surf and turf, well, then she wants you to buy her two surf and turfs just to make it fair, right? You know it. And every glass of Chardonnay now is $18-$20 in L.A. or the Las Vegas Strip, where we were going to have the Gladiator call in, but he dropped off the line. But Chewbacca was there, and he could tell you. I'm in the Phoenix Scottsdale area. Just went to a new hotel, Caesars in Scottsdale. Glass of wine, nothing special, $18.30. That's right, $18.30. That's what it is. Men are not in a dating crisis, but we are down with the games, the baggage, the female combativeness, the arguing, the wasting of money. And the women got to eat three meals a day, guys. You got to feed her belly three meals a day, plus snacks, plus drinks, plus tips. And if you don't feed her, she's going to call you a loser, right? Trying to meet female delusional expectations and drama. You're really buying a woman. To buy a woman, you got to feed her, clothe her, give her shelter, give her some spending money, put her up, right? Why play a game that guarantees you're highly likely to lose and lose a lot? Hell, the odds are better than the Las Vegas casinos. I drive around Phoenix, Scottsdale, and I see attorney billboards everywhere, everywhere. Attorneys are just waiting to carve up your estate, get your cash. The state government offices are just waiting to garnish your wages for child support, put liens against you for life, liens of 30, 40, 50 grand, 100 grand in some cases. Liens you'll never pay off. It will prevent you from buying a home, buying a car, living better. You know the drill. It's amazing. It's amazing to me what you guys put up with. It really is. Someone I saw made an interesting observation the other day. He said, women will treat their husbands and boyfriends worse than they treat anyone else. They would never dream of treating their bosses, friends, or family members the way that they treat the man that they claim to love. Women claim to love you. They claim in the affirmative, in the marriage vows on the altar. But do they believe it? Do they walk the walk? Do they go through the motions and go the distance? In most ways, no. Women's definition of a dating crisis is that most American women will have to work to pay for their own bills. And that's the truth. It's the house of cards that we've been dealt, America. It's what's going on out there. And we're very well aware of it. Love that. Well, a man wrote the show, Vaughn, I'm 42 years old. I'm single, no kids. I make 150 grand a year, and I honestly don't think any woman can add to my very peaceful, cool, and easy life. Funniest part is women thought they liberated themselves due to lack of foresight. They've actually freed men from the burden of self-sacrifice, heavy toil, family rearing and expenses, and big, big obligations. Who knew? Women do care. Stay good looking out there, ladies. My dad had a few words of wisdom for me when I was young. He said, son, if it isn't fun anymore, then just stop doing it, was one phrase. If the reward for dating isn't there anymore compared to the risk, then men should stop. Well, I gave up on dating almost 10 years ago. Got fed up with the BS and the drama, the man said. Because all I ever hear is women say, I'm a strong, independent woman, until the check comes from the waiter. This is my life, Vaughn Wehunt. How is yours? I bet it's far better than mine. Signed, Mark, the Las Vegas Strip. Well, I would say that there's women out there that are good and bad, like anything else. But many come to the table with very little to offer a man today. They have a terrible job, high credit card debt, and she wants you to give her benefits, a retirement plan, and feed her every day. She wants drinks for free, et cetera, et cetera. The 1980s song, Money for Nothing, and Your Chicks for Free, women have flipped, and they want money for nothing and their drinks for free. They want free drinks everywhere you go. And what do you get as a man? You get nothing for it. Nothing. You're just another sucker. Another average frustrated chump. They're not getting nothing out of that. Unbelievable. A lot of women now have to figure out a new backup plan to raise Chad's and Tyrone's kids. Their parasitic retirement plans are drying up. Ladies are out there, and they're like snakes in the grass, gents. Be careful. Be careful where you step. And men, I say invest in yourself. My best advice. Invest in yourself. Get that business going. Get things going that you want to do. And the best way to make women really angry is to give them exactly what they asked for. If you want a man, ladies, you have to put in some effort yourself. If you don't like it, then you change. We did our part already and ended up with the bad consequences, dating and marriage. Many men are done. MGTOW movement is like a freight train going into Never Never Land. Women are surprised the men no longer want to participate in this dystopian nightmare. It's not that men don't want to be married or in a relationship. Men want to be in a good relationship. They want to be in a good marriage. So many pitfalls today. Men have got to be so careful. Why can girls write girl power everywhere? And it's okay, applauded. But if a boy wrote boy or manpower on anything, they would kick him out of school. You know it. I know it. And the American people know it. The big question for the American bachelor is, does she really love you? Or is she a fraud just after your estate? Does she really love you? Or does she love your estate and money more? Does God care if you are a family man or a bachelor? I don't think he cares. I've been asked that before many times. I don't think when you get to the pearly gates that God really cares about that per se. He'll care what you did in life, how you treated your fellow man and woman. things like that will come into play. But I think God would look at you and say, well, marriage is a personal choice. I put women in front of you that could have been your wife or girlfriend, and if you chose not to go down that path, that's free will, baby. And I'm cool with whatever decision you make there. So, no, I don't think you have to get married. Now, like I told you before, back east, if you're not married, you're going to think you're a little funny, right? Do you have the mindset to be a family man or that of a bachelor? And you got to really think about that. Do some soul searching. Figure out what you want to be, where you want to live. Could be the expat lifestyle. Be the international man of mystery you always wanted to be. Well, we really appreciated all of you for being here tonight. Heard some new caller, and we'll have more calls on the Thursday night show. We thank you all for being here tonight. May God save the Bachelor King. And this show is legendary, infamous, and we will talk to you all soon for the Thursday show. And next month, the first Tuesday of the month, will be episode 37 of The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. Good night, God bless, and we'll talk to you soon.
Tu veux pas. Tu veux, c'est bien. Si tu veux pas, tant pis. Si tu veux pas, j'en ferai pas une maladie. Oui, mais voilà, réponds-moi non ou bien oui. C'est comme si ou comme ça. Si tu veux, si tu veux pas. Tu veux ou tu veux pas. Toi, tu dis noir et après, tu dis blanc. C'est noir, c'est noir. Oui, mais si c'est blanc, c'est blanc. C'est noir ou blanc, mais ce n'est pas noir et blanc. C'est comme si ou comme ça. Si tu veux, si tu veux pas.
Engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.